Star Wars 7x7 episode 3295. Well, the final Ahsoka trailer has been released, and boy, it was exciting. We're going to talk about the seven highlights, the big moments from that trailer on today's episode. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So if you haven't checked out the Ahsoka trailer yet, there's a link in the show notes, so click it and go check that out and then come right back and we'll talk about the top seven highlights from that trailer. All right, you back with me? Great. Let's start with number seven, which is that we find out Morgan Elsbeth and Baylan and Shin are working together. This we did not know from previous footage, so it certainly clarifies what the situation is. Previously, it seemed like Baylan and Shin could have been rogue elements on their own, but nope, they're part of this whole thing. And the fact that Morgan and Shin and Baylan are searching for Thrawn means that, if you cast your mind back to season two of The Mandalorian, when Ahsoka confronts Morgan Elsbeth and says, "Where's Grand Admiral Thrawn?" Well, probably she didn't know at that moment, so that answers that question. And for a sixth takeaway, we can confirm that they do find Thrawn at some point, because in the teaser trailer, there was footage of Morgan Elsbeth on the bridge of a ship, and in this new official trailer, we see the back of Thrawn walking onto the bridge of this very same ship. Moving on, our number five highlight is that Ahsoka apparently tracks down where Morgan and Baylan and Shin are having their meetings, because the image we see earlier in the teaser, or earlier in the trailer, I should say, of Morgan and Shin and Baylan looking at that map, well, that is the place where Ahsoka and Baylan face off. And we also see that space depicted in holographic form as Ahsoka and Sabine are having a conversation later on in that trailer. And oh yeah, we've got a lot to talk about with the two of them. At number four on our highlight list, and it's old knowledge, I guess, from a certain point of view, is the fact that Baylan Skoll tells Ahsoka that he knew Anakin Skywalker back in the day. Now, this doesn't necessarily come as a big surprise in that we knew that Baylan Skoll was a Jedi prior to the events of Order 66, and then when Order 66 went down, he became a mercenary for hire, which I think is probably redundant. That's what mercenaries are, for hire. But that admission also suggests very strongly that Baylan has some knowledge or awareness of Ahsoka and her journey through the Jedi Order until the point at which she left. However, the reason why I had said earlier that that was old knowledge comparatively is that a lot of time has passed in between then and when they're facing off now. So I'm sure Ahsoka has quite a few new tricks and a lot greater abilities in the Force. So I don't know what benefit that's gonna serve Baylan by admitting that, but yeah, maybe it's just a way to get into her head. And now we get into our top three highlights, starting with number three, Ahsoka's admission that not only did she walk away from Anakin, she walked away from Sabine. And so this confirmed a theory that we put out here on the show back in June, like just about a month ago, where based on the information we had and based on costumes and stuff like that, which yeah, can change of course from time to time, I suggested on the podcast that Ahsoka had had multiple visits to Lothal and that they may have made multiple attempts to seek out Ezra. And this now confirms that I actually got that one right, which is pretty cool. But our top two highlights are just utterly shocking. First of all, that Sabine refers to Ahsoka as Master, which suggests that Ahsoka was not just visiting to take Sabine with her to try and find Ezra, but it was also that she was back on Lothal training Sabine in some fashion. And I say in some fashion because we haven't been given any prior indication that Sabine was a Force wielder or had any Force abilities. And so now, of course, I'm going to be digging back into Sabine's storytelling to see if there are any clues about that. But we find out that not only did Ahsoka try to train Sabine, that training apparently didn't go all that well, and Ahsoka seems to blame herself for that, but also is saying that Sabine is very stubborn as well, so maybe putting some of the blame on her too. And then our final takeaway has to do with the confrontation in the forest where Shin and Sabine are fighting each other, and Shin says, "You have no power," as Sabine is stretching out her hand in the trailer, which definitely suggests she's trying to use the force, but this also indicates that there's a lot more going on in that forest scene. Previously, we just seen an Inquisitor waving their dual-bladed lightsaber around, but there's a lot more people fighting in this forest than we had previously understood. We still don't know anything more about that Inquisitor, and we also got a line from Hera about trying to prevent a war. And it did kind of feel like this trailer was more chronological for this series as opposed to what we saw in the teaser trailer, but I'd love to hear your thoughts about that if you think the same, and what did you think about the trailer? Let me know if you're catching this on YouTube. Comments are right there, and if you're listening to the audio version, please comment over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and drop a comment there and let me know what you thought. So that pretty much covers the big highlights from the Ahsoka trailer, and also there's the reveal that the premiere on August 23rd will be a 2-episode premiere, which is very exciting as well. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.